This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthy Beverage Nutrition and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Casey Hoban, founder and chief operating officer of the Miami Bay Beverage Company, a company that was founded based on the shared vision of its founders, who had a desire to bring to market a true functional beverage that not only is great tasting and refreshing, but also healthier than the current alternatives on the market. Casey, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very, very much, and we are excited to be here. We appreciate your interest in Trimino protein-infused water, an emerging functional beverage. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours, and looking forward to hearing more about this. So for starters, what is Trimino, and what makes it different from other drinks in the functional beverage market?
Well, I really appreciate you asking, because that's the genesis of the whole idea of the drink. Trimino protein-infused water is exactly what we say. It's a light, refreshing, and most importantly, delicious water with protein, high-quality whey protein isolate, high quality, and it has 100% of your B-complex vitamins. What makes us different than the two or three other protein waters on the market is that most of them are thick, chalky, and hard to get down. And ours is light, refreshing, and most importantly, we beat them in the blind taste test. It's delicious. And it was our idea of having a mainstream profile, made the drink dynamic for the mainstream people to enjoy a drink with protein and get protein in other from other sources. And those are differentiators. It has protein, it's delicious, and our profile sets us apart.
Tell us about how and why you started the company. What was your mission, who you wanted to create Trimino for originally, and what you wanted to accomplish that other companies were not doing?
Well, it's an interesting story, as my life might be, from a kid growing up in West Haven, Connecticut, behind the shopping plaza, rolling dice, pitching quarters, and flipping baseball cards. You know, a fun town we grew up in on the beach. And I went to the University of Miami from this fun town that I grew up in. It was happy days. Got a degree in finance from the University of Miami. And from there, I did business deals. And I was always in finance or real estate. And I landed in a beverage deal. And the beverage deal was called Woodchuck Hard Cider, handcrafted in Vermont. And we owned it for about 10 years. I was a member in that deal. And while I was in that deal as a member of the hard cider deal, I said, you know, there's nothing out there being in the beverage business for our children of this country, our children, that's light, refreshing, that has no sugar, but the key to it was with protein. So it was a combination of being in the beverage business for 10 years in another sector and realizing that the country needed for our children something healthier. I got tired personally. I have three sons. They all play sports. My two other partners are very interesting men, too. One was in a genome project, sourcing DNA code. The other one was in software analytics, managing hospital data, the three founders. And we came together, and we found that there was nothing out there for the children. And we got tired. What I got personally tired of, and I did something about it, was all the sugary cereals, snacks, and drinks being marketed to our children of this country on mass media. That's really the genesis of my idea. I got mad about it. We went into the laboratory. We tried about 1,000 different profiles, and we came up with Trimino. Again, light, refreshing, and it had to be delicious. The three commitments we had to the drink is it had to be healthy, which is the protein with only 28 calories, all from protein, no sugar. It had to be in a good-looking package, and we're getting rave reviews on the white package with the stripe of the fruit. And it had to be delicious. Those were our three commitments to this drink for the children and the millennials of our country, and active adults for that matter. So we're excited about it.
And with reason to be, and congratulations on what you've experienced as far as massive growth in the brand in a short period of time. Now take us back to where you started Trimino to where it is today and how the company has grown. Get into that some, if you would.
Interesting story. I was exited from Woodchuck Hard Cider. An Irish company came in and bought it out. And then we found ourselves with some free time. The other gentlemen were bought out of their businesses, and we started the business In 2012, we went to the laboratory. We came up with our ideas. It was a pure concept. We went from a concept from pre-development to development of it to we woke up one January in 2013. It was ice cold. It was 10 degrees in the Northeast. And they said, hey, Hovan, you can't start a beverage in New England, the coldest area, 10 degrees in January. You don't start beverages that way. And I said, you know what? You watch us. So what we did is we loaded up our SUVs. We made the drink. We went to our plant in New Jersey. We had it shipped back to us. And we went door to door knocking on stores, said hello to folks. And they said, it's too cold. People don't want these light, refreshing drinks. They said, well, you should look at it differently because this drink that I'm offering you is something everybody needs. They go, what is that? I said, protein in a liquid form. I said, people are looking for protein 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They're looking for, you know, less carbs today and more protein. And the good thing about our drink is that our mantra is that it beats water every day. And what do we mean by that? Well, when you drink water, you get hydrated. When you drink Trimino, you get hydrated and you get protein in a liquid form of high-quality whey protein isolate. And 100% of your B-complex vitamins with only 28 calories all from the protein. So we started January 2013 with about 150 stores in the first month when people said we couldn't even open those. And today it went from that January 2013 to over 30 states, over 15 distributors nationwide, and we're in 5,000 stores to date, large chains, mom and pops, gyms, club stores, and we're growing and we're going to continue to grow. With the grace of God, we're blessed a little bit, you know, with some good luck.
Today we are with Casey Hoban, founder and chief operating officer of the Miami Bay Beverage Company here on eHealth Radio's Healthy Beverage, Nutrition, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Casey, who does Trimino benefit the most? Is it athletes, kids, diabetics, or all of the above? What demographic are you targeting here?
Well, again, being in the former beverage world I was in, I learned a lot about demographics and targeting and helping folks to target markets. Our target was the children of the country. We got tired of all the mass media with the sugary cereal snacks and drinks. We came up with a drink. Once we got tired of all that mass marketing of sugar, we decided to target younger folks. Millennials are the largest market in the country, and they're our most important. They're our future. So we wanted to give them millennials. The younger folks, something healthier. Our profile is very dynamic. And what do I mean by that? It's multifaceted. The lower protein than the other protein drinks makes it people want to drink it more times per day. The other protein drinks, which sets them apart, is they have higher protein contents and they don't taste as good because of it. So the FDA says anything with 5 grams of protein or more is considered a very good source of protein. So we made it 7. And with the 7 grams, it kept our taste profile very nice, and it allowed people to drink it more than once per day. The people that are drinking it are young folk, millennials, active adults that want to get more out of their day at 3 o'clock when they need a snack, don't eat a carb. Drink Trimino, you get protein, and you get B-complex, which is another form of energy, is the B. People don't realize B vitamins give you energy. And what we found was it went from millennials and young athletes, hockey players and lacrosse players. We have actually pro athletes drinking it also, New York Giants, Jerome Cunningham, the tight end. We have the Washington Capitals, John Carlson, drinking it. We have many, many pro athletes. We have triathletes drinking it coming out of the water. We have pictures of them. The drink touched many people across our country, millennials, pro athletes, weekend athletes. Diabetics was a huge group that we didn't really target it, but it was a wonderful byproduct result of our drink being multifaceted. It crosses the whole segment of our country, which is exciting for us. A mainstream drink, an 8-year-old can drink it, a 90-year-old could drink it, and we're excited to bring the drink to the people to give them a healthier option. No sugar and protein and 100% of your B-complex as you hydrate. So it's been a pretty broad spectrum and a wonderful, wonderful result of a mainstream profile drink that's reaching a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. Colleges, high school kids, we're very excited about Trimino protein infused water.
I'd be curious, what's the most popular flavor or flavors that seems to be taking over?
Well, thank you so much for asking that one. It's a question we get asked a lot. And there's four delicious flavors. They're all the very same profile, only different flavoring. What I mean by that is we have a delicious, outrageously good coconut pineapple. It is so good that we have people that don't even like coconut water saying, hey, Hoban, we love your coconut pineapple drink. I think it's because it's a natural coconut, and it's also it's a natural coconut flavoring. And it also, the pineapple laces it with a wonderful sweet little hint to break up the coconut. But I'm a coconut water guy. I love it. And I've even got non-coconut water drinkers loving the Trimeo coconut pineapple drink. We also have a sweet peach. It's silky smooth. It's outrageously good. It's like a Georgia peach. We have a tart old-fashioned strawberry lemonade, just like an old-fashioned lemonade in the old days. We have a mixed berry, which is a cherry-based drink with several other berries. And it's kind of like a Hawaiian punch, again, but a cherry base, like a Hawaiian punch, only no sugar. And each one of them, believe it or not, sells pretty equally. Coconut pineapple would probably be number one. Tart strawberry lemonade would be two. They're all delicious. They all taste good, or they wouldn't leave our hands if they didn't taste good. And they all sell pretty evenly, though, which is pretty interesting. We're pretty pretty humbled by that fact that not one or two overruns the flavors, but they're all selling pretty well.
It certainly does sound mighty delicious to me. Tell me, what's the most rewarding thing about running a health-focused venture, and how does it compare to other companies that you have managed in the past?
Well, you know, I'm 49 years old, and I grew up in a wonderful period of our country. It was a wonderful time. The early 70s, I remember vividly. I remember the 80s were the most fun time of my life. Being in high school was wonderful. You got to be a human being, and you got to make mistakes, and people let you make a mistake and be a kid. And today it's a different world. So to me, what's rewarding is to give our country, our children, the millennials, the young folks, and the active adults a healthier option. It's very rewarding because I personally gave birth to this idea for this drink, being in another beverage business, and realizing that this country is being marketed too much sugar and too much salt. And by the way, the other drinks that we compare to are loaded with sodium, and we just have a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, 2% of your day, and most of them have 12 or higher. So the country was being marketed too much sugar and too much salt. I realized it. I realized there was a void in the market. There was nothing there light, refreshing, and chuggable and delicious for our children to drink with protein. We got rid of the sugar, and it's rewarding to offer our country. And where I was going, where I started this, is when I grew up, there were no healthy options. It was full mayonnaise. There was no light mayonnaise. There was no low-sodium products. There was full-sodium products. So today, everyone's smarter. They're eating better, and we need better options. And we think we're giving our country a healthier alternative to all the sugary drinks. As you hydrate, you get protein, and we're very, very thrilled with the traction in the market, and we're excited to present Trimeo protein-infused water to our country. We're growing in 7-Eleven. We just got approved at Sam's Club. We're in all the Stop and Shops in the Northeast. We're in all the Shaws. Polar Beverage Distributor took us on. They're the largest distributor in the Northeast, 9,000 accounts. We don't know if we'll get them all. We're just excited. We're huge in Dallas-Fort Worth area, Central Market and Market Street. We're huge in Illinois, Casey's General Stores and Holiday Station Stores in Minnesota. We're just about to go into Florida. We're not there yet. It's called Miami Bay Beverage Company, the parent. And I went to the University of Miami. That's how I came up with the name, being Miami-focused. And the name Trimeo, interestingly, is tri, T-R-I, meno. And tri is the Latin root for three. And meno is a protein play. So try, there's three benefits of our drink right on our label. Boost your metabolism, which means don't eat carbs, drink the protein, boost your metabolism. Curb your appetite with our protein, with your snack versus snacking on a carb. And also get more out of your day with the B-complex energy and the protein energy. So three benefits, and it's protein. So Trimeo was our name, and we're excited about it. We're just excited to give our country some healthier options. That's all we really want to do. We're very passionate about it and very committed to do it. So we appreciate that question. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. And I was going to ask you, where can our listeners find more information on Triamino, and what is the actual retail price going for?
Well, fantastic. Thank you for asking. You can get more information about Triamino protein-infused water at our website. It's called drinktriamino.com, DrinkTriamino.com, drinktriamino.com. We have a Facebook page, Triamino, 35,000 followers. We have a LinkedIn page, Triamino. We have an Instagram, which is hashtag Triamino. And we have a Twitter account with at DrinkTriamino. So you can find us on the web in many different areas and in many stores, which I mentioned earlier. 30 states, 5,000 stores. We're in large convenience stores. We're in many, many grocery stores. The grocery stores are about $1.99 per bottle, and the convenience stores are $2.49, $2.69, depending on where you are, to buy per bottle in those stores. And every different channel has a different price based on convenience or versus grocery. And we're in gyms too, Edge Fitness in New England and Planet Fitness. So there's many places to get it. You could also go to our website if you're out of these areas, because we're not national yet. We're in regional areas, and we're growing to be national. Over the next year or two, we'll be more of a national brand. But if you can't find it in a state or store, you go to our website, drinktriamino.com, and you could order it online, and we'll ship it anywhere in the world. In addition, Amazon.com, you can Google and find Triamino for sale. And through Amazon, we can ship it anywhere in the world. So I appreciate you very much for asking me that, because that's important for the folks to know where they can get this delicious protein water.
Well, Casey, it certainly has been our privilege and pleasure. All the success, and certainly look forward to another conversation in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Casey Hoban, founder and chief operating officer of the Miami Bay Beverage Company, a company that was founded based on the shared vision of its founders, who had a desire to bring to market a true functional beverage that not only is great tasting and refreshing, but also healthier than the current alternatives on the market. And for more information, simply visit drinktriamino.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthy Beverage, Nutrition, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.